sewed her clothes together, and they locked her. Remember, they locked her in the bedroom, and then Dwards, he was a wrestling man up at Utah State, and his best man was wrestling, and so all the nephews, they was going to go steal Rosemary and these two wrestlers. It was right on the front lawn, weren't they? Wrestling, trying to get to Rosemary, and they didn't want us to get to her, but little pranks like that, you know.
Did anybody get upset?
Well, I guess they did. They were sure throwing us around, you know. And then the uncles, they was giving us encouragement, you know, go in and get her. Hell, we can't, you know. Yeah, they brought us right on the front porch and was throwing us off the porch.
Oh, that was funny. Where's the place where people would usually get married around here?
Well, it was always in the church, you know, in this Mormon community. Very few went to Nevada, Elko. They get married in Elko.
They would never have the justice of the peace do it?
Well, I imagine. I think the bishop in the area always married them, their ward bishop. But I'm sure there was some that had justice of peace, but I can't think of any at the moment.
What do you call the person that you're married to?
Well, my wife, or Lois, or Babe, or, you know.
And how about, what does she call you?
So depends on what mood she's in. She calls me Dave, you know.
Okay.
She doesn't have a pet name.
Darn it.
Darn it.
Okay. When you go to church, sometimes you talk about the person who created the world. What is that?
Well, the supreme being, or our creator. God, I don't go to church much, so I don't have much. But that's what they refer him to. Okay. God or Jesus Christ, you know.
Okay. How about the long name for the nickname Matt is what?
Well, I got a boy named Matt. We call him, his name's Matthew, but we call him Matt.
Okay. And how about sometimes when you're going to the restroom, you say that I'm not going to the bathroom, but I'm going to the, and it's also a man's name.
Latrine or head or in a man's name, I am.
John.
Yeah, there you go.
<That's it. laughs>
Thanks, Francis.
Tell me a little bit about going to school in Grantsville.
Well, I guess it was just like every other school. We had a principal and teachers, and I remember when we, when the school lunch program came on, it was, you'd bring a sack lunch, which consisted of a sandwich, and then they give us hot chocolate, and then a big cookie. And that was, we called it the soup kitchen, you know.
It used to be soup.
Yeah, and then they started giving us the hot soup. But you brought your sandwich and your fruit or something. Yeah, but it started out with hot chocolate. But our, you know, we had all the 12 grades, and we had our, just about like today.
So you had one classroom for each grade?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, we didn't, my graduating class, we had 23 in it.
Sounds about the size of mine.
Yeah, 23.
Were most of the teachers men?
They were all ladies up till the sixth grade. I had Golden Stromberg. He was the first man in the sixth grade. Of course, in the high school level, I think there was more men in the high school, but your elementary school was all women.